Good evening, Seattle. It is February the 28th, 2021, almost 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And this is another installment in the continuing series of work, the work to revive, to bring back into existence, to levitate, to transcribe and re-remember the lost prison lectures of Charles Manson. If you can imagine such a thing between 1997 and 1999, during the twilight of the last millennium, Charles Manson gave special prison lectures to his special friends and fellow inmates. He was, existentially speaking, like Mama Celeste. He made a personal pizza just for you. Just for you, from Mama Celeste. Yes, these are the transcriptions, the work, the academic work of Dr. Ruth Hrubrington. Hrubrington, that's a special name for a special woman. Yes, Dr. Ruth Hrubrington has spent years researching various topics involving Egyptians, aliens, Bigfoot, Loch Ness, and various serial killers. Dr. Ruth Hrubrington, who is a professor emeritus of the existential philosophy of transgernitis. She holds a chair at Joe or John or Jim Hopkins University. But she is not the only one. Another stalwart professional is Ken Hayes. Ken Hayes of the Eastern Washington Institute for the Transcription of Ancient Thoughts and for the Mental Focusing of Primeval Urges and for the Transcendental Redirecting of the Sclumbi, which is located near the onculus region of the upper sunctal zone of the brain case. You want to get something taken care of, Ken can help you. Ken knows the right kinds of people. Ken knows people. Yes, Ken is an expert in various topics to include multilingual refactored calculus within dimensions 6 and 5. This is for the detection of spirits and various aliens and creatures that live inside of walls. It's not very well known, but most modern buildings have creatures living in the walls. These creatures are demons and aliens and ghosts and creatures and scrumuli and rats and pain. They are the product of our lies and our deception. They are the product of our loneliness and our general angst at the age. They are products of our apathy and our neglect and our Schadenfreude. They are products of those scrimbly nights where we sweat out our alcohol and we bleed out our boob pus. And so this is lecture number 12. Excuse me, number 11. I got ahead of myself. 12 is coming soon. 12 will be a revolution in cosmology, but we'll leave Planet Ship Earth lecture for the future. This is not the future. This is the past. The future is coming like a laser beam bullet. This is lecture number 11. And the title of this lecture that was given by Charles Manson, a prison-style lecture given by Charles, Chucky, Chuck to his friends, right? The title of this lecture is Kriegel, and this is lecture number 11, and it was given by Charles Manson on January the 26th, 1998. It was foretold. It was foretold. We played dominoes in the caves near Rome. There, an old priest said, "Go see Milner Yerk. He has the powder." We took that priest and his wine and his nuns and tossed all them into the back of our woody and went on to the beach. We couldn't grasp it, what was ahead. We drank the merry trumpets of lost wandering goat herders. We had blankets made of light. At Cherry Beach, the priest drowned and the nuns were left to cook on the sand, all naked and choice. We took the peyote that old Mexican gave to me and went out there, man. We saw lightning bolt sentinels and razor kings and old beans that live deep below the outer crust of this mungy old world made of cabbage rot. "Trev," he said, "look at the sky. There's an eagle and a raven and they're making love. And I saw light gleaming from a sight not fully understood by our meatheads. We couldn't grasp it, man, the whole thing, that damn raven or crow, that motherfucking eagle, making love at 2,000 feet, and then dropping, oh so gently, to complete their act of copulation before striking the ground. Back then I hung with Nick. Back then I hung with Nick and Rascal and old Flumbo and that clown from Sector 90 of our forgotten failed lives and dreary pesticide discos. And I hung with Phil the Merc, crazy Phil, crazy Phil. crazy fucking Phil. Phil had the weapons and the know-how. Phil had grudges, lots of grudges. Phil was someone who'd seen into the face of the devil and come out swinging. I had a wood alcohol vision, man. My wood alcohol vision. All Mingus freaks of Sector 3 will achieve total consciousness. Crazy Phil mumbled this after seeing the therapist. He saw Dr. Tess every third Tuesday. She'd ask you about your thoughts and your nuts and your anus and your sleep and your childhood. She'd give you pills and say, don't do drugs. She'd laugh at you as she mocked your sins. She had simple answers for life's catastrophes. She was made of old sweatshorts. During his sessions with the doc, Phil would talk about the NAM and all the gooks he'd killed and all the wet work he did in El Salvador and all the nuns he buried there. He was my cellmate for a year, maybe two. He told me mad things, things that would keep you up at night, sleepless nights of mad, crazy thoughts. Once they connect, then comes Kriegel. Phil muttered Kriegel constantly, telling me about crows and ravens and parrots and bald eagles. He was convinced that a super raven was about to arise to clean up the mess of the world and punish mankind for its totalistic bullshit. I told Phil of my strange vision, that thing happening in the sky above Cherry Beach. So wickedly delightful and impossible and powerful, it was all going to happen no matter what. Phil was amused and deeply focused on what I was saying. Imagine the Kriegel screaming at the top of my lungs at Phil. The intelligence of the crow, the raven. The strength and size and power and talons of an eagle. These new birds fit. They fit a new age. An age of oil arbitrage. Blood for gold schemes. Rivers that catch fire. Filet-o fish that have visible yet cooked tumors inside them. And you eat that thing like it's a joke, a taunt, like you're saying, so what, universe? I'll eat the tumor fish and the cancer crabs and the weird birds that have strange twitches. I'll eat monkey pie and ape souffle, and I will dine on panda at midnight. Fuck you, universe. No doubt the Kriegels are coming, gents. An age in the not-too-distant future when giant raven hawks will rule the inner cities and the children will tell scare stories of Kriegels taking them into the night. The Kriegel's coming for you, ha-ha, the Kriegel is coming for you. The Kriegel is coming for you, ha-ha, the Kriegel is coming for you. The Kriegel is coming for you, ha-ha, the Kriegel is coming for you. The Kriegel's coming for you. The Kriegel's right outside the door. The Kriegel's coming for you, and the Kriegel's right outside your door, baby. A whole bunch of Kriegel's. 20 of them. A time of running, screaming mobs of filthy humans being ravaged by Kriegel, their bodies torn apart in the acid rain. Going to Goshen. The hang glider lie is put forward by Kissinger's bantermen. And Nixon slides his membership ring into the eternal wad market. Squirtles and ringlet mercs carry bronze swords and keel over. Regendered self-harm is the coal for this fire. And goat barons will build a fortress to King Ert. Regendered self-harm is the coal for this fire. And goat barons will build a fortress to King Ert. This was bad. We needed to hunt the Kriegel. I could stand in the wild and smell the weird angel flowers. I'd make myself small before the Throggin class and bear the burden of my children's sins. That's where the Kriegel came from, our many sins. The Kriegel was born of fire and wind and rain and blood. The Kriegel came from the grimacing darkness of that Wenchhor realm known as life. The ooze from which all things arise. The ooze from which all things arise. So we went to the woods and the hills and the mountains. We hired boatmen and churchmen. We built a trebuchet called Disappointment. And we launched vomit missiles at our foe. About a day's journey in, the vibrations of the Kriegel could be felt. Can you feel that? Does it touch you? Somewhere in the back. About a day's journey in, the vibrations of the Kriegel could be felt. I sense it. Phil did too. Phil brought his M60 machine gun. I brought my machete named Larry. After finding its scat, its poop, we followed a trail of poop and discarded cats and dogs and the smell of garbage. We knew we were nearing the home of the Kriegel. Is that the Kriegel's? Phil cried out. He had been double dosing cocaine and mescaline and whiskey and cigarettes. Fuck. Fuck, I don't know, Phil. Is that the Kriegel's out there someplace? And at that moment, 25 Kriegel, which is also known as an onslaught of Kriegels, at that moment, 25 Kriegels, an onslaught of Kriegels, came down and grabbed Phil and tore at his nutsack and bit him into him repeatedly. I swung my machete at those dread beasts, and Phil stabbed blindly as the Kriegel fed on him. Luckily, I had a smoke grenade Phil had given me, And I tossed that fucker at Phil, and the Kriegel scattered. I grabbed Phil, and we made it back to town. Phil and I were welcomed as heroes, the Kriegel fighters. Phil and I were welcomed as heroes. The Kriegel fighters, the Kriegel warriors. Phil got better from his injuries. He fell in love. They made Phil the mayor of the town. Phil became obsessed with Campbell's soup. Phil began hunting humans. Phil began hunting humans. He buried them under the shed. The habitat of the Kriegel lived to be 50 years old. Sometimes older, if they stop drinking beer and exercise a little. Kriegel can weigh up to 60 pounds, and they will often hunt small dogs and cats, and they are very fond of French bulldogs and the children of Danish people. Kriegel drinks gasoline and diesel and cocaine whiskey and dreams. Kriegel lives on love that has vanished and a world filled with crimson rage. Kriegel wants your gold and your life and your spirit juices and your power crystal and all your memories of things welcome but long past and meant to be displayed as you die in a car wreck next year. Kriegel will have your soul. Kriegel will have your hair. Kriegel will have your Tesla. Kriegel will eat your elbows. So beware the Kriegel. As stated, this was the 11th in the Recovered Lost Charles Manson lectures. Lectures given by Charles Manson. Prison-style lectures, gutty and slutty and salty and brisk. Prison-style discussions about life and adventure, about weird animals and strange things you see in the darkness. And none of this can happen by accident or without your help. So if you'd like to donate to the campaign to recover the lost lectures of Charles Manson, you can donate. There's a link to PayPal in the notes of this, you know, podcast. But if you just go to Dr. Freckles on PayPal, I think that almost gets you there, doesn't it? So if you've taken care of your food, your water, your shelter, if you've taken care of the people you love, the people you care about, this also includes your French bulldog. If you've taken care of your cats and your fish and your flowers and your gnats, and after taking care of everything you need to do and stockpiling some food, you still have some money left over because, hey, you just got the stimulus check and you already bought all the Bitcoin you need, right? If you have a few things left after that, some Grunkle or Grimly Mist, why don't you donate that to me if you feel like you want to? As much or as little as you want to, that's the dealio. Anywho, I hope you guys have a great rest of your Sunday evening. And like I said, you know, this adventure we're going on together to rediscover the thoughts and thinkery of Charles Manson, it probably seems crazy. But, you know, crazier than what, right?